from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of UN Security Council sanctions after President Trump accused Beijing of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. UN Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. United States preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country.
We'll see more U.S. diplomats on the ground, for example. So we're going to be training people how you clear IEDs. You don't want amateurs doing this thing. You're trying to set up, whether it be chlorinated water that prevents cholera, for example, schools open, that sort of stuff.
Mattis did not share a timeline for more diplomats or when they might be there, as well as civilian personnel, to arrive in Syria and emphasize that none of the work should be characterized as nation-building. The United States State Department has strongly condemned the arrest in Iran of peaceful protesters. More than 50 have been arrested in the past 2 days for protesting in Iran's cities about the country's economic troubles. Demonstrations spoke out against Iran's military being in Syria for long periods of time, while the money they say for deployment could be used to help people back home. This is VOA News. At least two attackers opened fire on a Coptic church in a Cairo suburb just over a week before Orthodox Christmas celebrations in Egypt. At least 11 people have died, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Amateur video showed people scrambling for cover as a gun battle rages between Egyptian security forces and militants attacking the Mar Mina Coptic Church in the Cairo suburb of Helwan. One of the attackers was killed by police and another was apprehended. Egyptian Health Ministry spokesman Khalid Mujahid told Arab media that victims of the attack were taken to several hospitals in the region of Helwan. Arab media showed video of civilians outside the church firing on the attackers to try and stop their deadly rampage. Several policemen and civilian guards were reportedly killed defending the church. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack earlier this week in a Russian supermarket happened in the city of St. Petersburg. Group did not provide any evidence for its claim. At least 13 people were injured when a homemade bomb detonated in a branch of a supermarket chain. Health officials said none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Spain's prime minister addressed the nation with a message regarding Catalonia and its recent parliamentary election. We get more now from Reuters' Rosanna Philpott.
It's been a tough year for Spain's prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, as he tries to stop Catalonia breaking away from Spain. In his end-of-year address on Friday, he said the new Catalan parliament should hold its maiden session on January the 17th.
I hope we can have a government in Catalonia as soon as possible and that it is open to dialogue and able to relate to all Catalans.
That after Madrid took control of the autonomous region following an illegal referendum in October, which led to a declaration of independence by separatist leaders. Pro-independence parties secured a slim majority on the December the 21st election, but it may take months for a new government to emerge.
Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. Trump administration has fired the remaining members of the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS. It was established in 1995 during the Clinton administration to advise the White House on HIV strategies and policies. Six of the members of the council, upset by White House actions on health policy, resigned in June. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.